Hello, everybody. Here we are. It's an honor once again to be reading and studying out there with you guys and gals that all love the Bible like we do here at the table. Here we are from Akron, Ohio. Nurse Harriet Benzie Bow and myself. We're in chapter 7 in Deuteronomy, and what they're calling here, the translators are saying, communion with nations is forbidden. And what is communion? It's yoking with the spirit of those nations. Because why? Because they're all steeped in idolatry. There was no place in the world you could go where that Canaanite idolatry had not planted there somewhere. And the fear of it all is the idolatry here, and this way you keep yourself separate from that, and you're not tempted. It talks about God's mercy and justice, and then the assurance of victory with God, okay? And that goes for today too, doesn't it? All right. We have a sure victory with Jesus Christ. In chapter 7, the holy number, the Septuagint, it says, when the Lord thy God shall bring thee into the land, whether that thou goest to possess it, and hast cast out many nations before thee, the Hittites, and the Girgashites, and the Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, seven nations greater and mightier than thou. And when the Lord thy God shall deliver them before thee, thou shalt smite them and utterly destroy them. Thou shalt make no covenant with them, nor shew mercy unto them. Okay, and that's God's judgment. He has perfect judgment. It is never wrong. Okay, never wrong. And notice here how the victory is coming over all these nations that are so much stronger than them. Now, can we lean on that today? We surely can. We surely can, folks. I don't care how much they say we're surrounded. It doesn't matter. The Spirit of God is our hedge of protection. Is it not out there? In 3, it says, neither shalt thou make marriages with them. Thy daughters thou shalt not give unto his son, nor his daughter shalt thou take unto thy son. For they will turn away thy son from following me, that they may serve other gods. So will the anger of the Lord be kindled against you and destroy thee suddenly. And that's advice for today. I'm telling you, we can't be falling into some type of idolatry or any similitude of idolatry, okay? We don't want any resemblance to the evil. Even if we don't totally understand it, if it has a resemblance of idolatry or evil, we don't want to run away. It's way too late in the history of the firmament of the earth here to be backsliding or to make some stupid mistake. Okay, let the Holy Ghost guide us and the Scriptures guide us. And it's guiding us here because how easily your son can be turned away like this. Okay, so there it is. And in 5 it says, but thus shall ye deal with them, and that's the seven countries. Ye shall destroy their altars and break down their images and cut down their groves and burn their graven images with fire. Now see, that's a big expose of what occultists do. Notice the altar. See, they have to have their shrine. And those are connected to images. And images are what? Talismans to these people. Different meanings to them. Open to the interpretation of the priest of Baal, whatever level he is, whatever part of witchcraft or sorcery he's in. Depends on how he wants to teach. And also the subject, his initiate. He can adapt that over into his technique of raising the initiate degree by degree, or freezing that initiate. Notice the groves here. That's a sacred name in the occult in Satanism. And notice here they're burning the graven images with fire. And in the last days, that's going to be the fire of the Holy Ghost, folks. It just is. All the old idols, megaliths, monoliths, all the statuary, the occult art will be going down. When that foot hits the Mount of Olives, the earth will shake. In 6, it says, "For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth." Period. Okay, and that goes for today also. Okay, we are a peculiar treasure. And this here applies to his chosen, and you were chosen, you were called and chosen, and you're supposed to be a holy people unto Jesus Christ here. Okay, and so all that applies here to today also. In 7, the Septuagint, "The Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because ye were more in number than any people. For ye were the fewest of all people." Okay, now did you just hear that? So how about this? We're going to wake up all these people in the world, and they're going to push back against the Illuminati and overthrow all the occult people of the world. And that just isn't true. People have always been jellyfish. The majority of people are normally wrong. They're normally cowardly. Not all the time. That's not always true. But the majority of the time, people are followers. And if the king is a pagan, they follow their king. If they marry this wife that's into paganism, she doesn't drop that. She doesn't do what you do, come over and worship Jesus Christ. She keeps her idols and her witchcraft, and you break down and start following her. Okay, that is big trouble, folks. All right, and notice here, they are the fewest of all people. That is for today also. We are a remnant, and God's people have always been a remnant throughout history. In 8, it says, "But because the Lord loved you, because he would keep the oath which he had sworn unto your fathers, hath the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you out of the house of bondmen from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt." And that's the way God's people today, all the saints, capital S, are going to be called out from under the hand of this horrifying Antichrist and his false prophet and the worship of that idol that's going to be set up there in Jerusalem. In 9, it says, "Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy," that's C&M, "with them that love him and keep his commandments," of course that's capital C like it normally is, "to 1,000 generations." Okay, all right, so there's that love from God Almighty. All right. In 10 it says, and repayeth them that hate him to their face to destroy them. He will not be slack to him that hateth him. He will repay him to his face. And that, my friends, goes to today. The 10 unseen merchant kings and all the minions that are emulating them and following them, okay? They're all going to get theirs, all right? There in 10. In 11, it says, thou shalt therefore keep the commandments, C, and the statutes, S, and the judgments, J, which I command thee this day to do them, okay? And all that is in the written doctrine. I keep saying that because it's so important to realize that, how important and what great spirit that wrote the Bible itself. Okay, in 12, there's a new paragraph. Wherefore, it shall come to pass, if ye hearken to these judgments and keep and do them, that the Lord thy God shall keep unto thee the covenant and the mercy which he sware unto thy fathers. And he will love thee and bless thee and multiply thee. He will also bless the fruit of thy womb and the fruit of the land, thy corn and thy wine and thine oil, the increase of thine kine and the flocks of thy sheep in the land which he sware unto thy fathers to give thee. So see here, this is the outpouring of all the blessing, and that goes for today too. We're going to get benefits beyond what the children of Israel were getting back here if they would obey, which they didn't, but if they would have, look at these benefits. And the love from God Almighty and the blessing and the multiplying you, that's the fruit of the womb. And it looks like a spiritual blessing to your children here too. And put it in their heart to love the Lord. It don't get no better than that. And it doesn't get any worse than having your offspring that are pagans, that turn to idolatry and the brainwashing and the Darwinian theory. And they think they're so smart because they're looking at their gizmo. It's a terrible disease. Okay. In 14, it says, thou shalt be blessed above all people. There shall not be male or female barren among you or among your cattle. Okay. And that goes for today too. The big blessing above all people. It doesn't get any better than to be intimate with Jesus Christ, because we are what? We're the bride of Christ, all of us together, collectively. 15, and the Lord will take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee, but will lay them upon all them that hate thee, okay? And notice as the law went along how they started getting the diseases. Why? Well, I count 14 terrible backslides that where they almost got destroyed coming out of Egypt. By the time they get here, they've really backslid. I'm going by, you've done this 10 times now, and then it kept going. There were 3 or 4 more of them. Well, I mean, they almost got consumed over it, okay? And one of them is the disease. You don't see leprosy when they're leaving Egypt, but down the road, you sure do. Notice that, folks, how the law got added to over leprosy, because they just wouldn't quit going back to the stupid paganism. 16, and thou shalt consume all the people which the Lord thy God shall deliver thee. Thine eye shall have no pity upon them, neither shalt thou serve their gods, for that will be a snare unto thee. And that's the fallen angels. It's not that false idol set up there. That's a talisman to help the force of that pagan, that demon, that fallen angel, etc. His energy force to come through. They actually believe the idol talks to them in the deception that the fallen angel puts on the people that believe in idolatry. 17, if thou shalt say in thine heart, these nations are more than I, how can I dispose them? Dispossess them. How can I dispossess them? Read it all again. 17, if thou shalt say in thine heart, these nations are more than I, how can I dispossess them? ? And this is exactly what happened, isn't it? Thou shalt not be afraid of them, but shall well remember what the Lord thy God did unto Pharaoh and unto all Egypt. And that was another thing. They forgot all their history. They forgot their history, folks, and that is going to cause trouble, including today when people can't remember last week. You have a politician, he comes out and he lies, he says one thing, he changes his story, he moves on, and people don't even remember how, I call it Fauciitis, where you can just keep moving the goalposts and people can't remember last week, and no matter what, you trust the science, but the science never stays the same, and you're going to follow along as it just keeps changing and leading you down the garden path. All right, Fauciism. 19, it says, the great temptations which thine eyes saw, and the signs and the wonders and the mighty hand and the stretched out arm whereby the Lord thy God brought thee out, so shall the Lord thy God do unto all the people of whom thou art afraid. So he's telling you, do not be afraid, do not fear. Because that's a stumbling block, isn't it? In 20, it says, moreover, the Lord thy God will send the hornet among them until they that are left and hide themselves from thee be destroyed. Okay? So he's going to take care of it. He knows how to do this like he does today. He knows how to get rid of the Illuminati and those that emulate them. 21:3-7 says, thou shalt not be affrighted at them, for the Lord thy God is among you a mighty God and terrible. And that goes for today too. For all you saints out there, all you people that know the truth of the King James Bible, not the phony, fake, fraud ones. The FFF. Did I say those Bible versions are phony, fake, and fraud FFF? That's what I said. 22, and the Lord thy God will put out those nations before thee by little and little. Thou mayest not consume them at once, lest the beasts of the field increase upon thee. Now there's something a little different. Once the Lord starts to pour out his judgments, you're looking at a 2,300-day release of the seven judgments upon the earth, and that's going to end with a sudden destruction. When they say peace and safety, sudden destruction from the Creator of all things. In 23, it says, but the Lord thy God shall deliver them unto thee, and shall destroy them with a mighty destruction until they be destroyed. And that's the same with today and the people following the Rothschild clan. 24 says, and he shall deliver their kings into thy hand, and thou shalt destroy their name from under heaven. There shall no man be able to stand before thee until thou have destroyed them. And that's exactly the kind of power that the good Lord is going to put on top of all the saints. The big hedge of protection Okay, and 25, the graven images of their gods shall ye burn with fire. Thou shalt not desire the silver or gold that is on them, nor take it unto thee, lest thou be snared therein. For it is an abomination to the Lord thy God. Neither shalt thou bring an abomination into thine house, lest thou be a cursed thing like it. But thou shalt utterly detest it, and thou shalt utterly abhor it, for it is a cursed thing. And right there, when Joshua takes over and they go in there, and right off the bat, somebody keeps the accursed thing, the rough garment and idol, and causes them to lose a battle. All right, so there's big trouble here when people won't obey the Lord. Will we obey him today? Will we stay in his word? Will we defend his word? Will we be iron men and women here and stick up for the truth? The truth. Oh yeah, the truth will set us free. But we gotta be obedient to what God put here in the Word. And that's the way chapter 8 starts here. It says, all the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to do, that ye may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord swear unto your fathers. Period. In 2, it says, and thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. And he discusses this over and over. Okay. In 3, it says, and he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, capital M, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. And hey, this is what Jesus Christ spoke to Satan right here. He quoted this right here. And I think that's Matthew 4:4 and Luke 4:4. How about that? In 4, it says, thy remnant wax not old upon thee, neither did thy foot swell these 40 years. You hear that? This is the kind of protection and comfort that we'll have, folks. God hasn't changed one bit. All that stuff where there's some different God in the New Testament, that's baloney. Okay, just is. This is the same God. It's no different. Now, this thing over the remnant not getting old, I think that's Nehemiah 9:21. Oh, is that the way you remember it, Harriet? Okay, Nurse Harriet says yes. 5, it says, thou shalt also consider in thine heart that as a man chastiseth his son, so the Lord thy God chastiseth thee. Okay, so thou shalt also consider in thine heart that as a man chastiseth his son, so the Lord thy God chastiseth thee. Okay, so there, if you're a saint, you get corrected, you take your correction, you start to grow, and you move on. Okay? That way the shepherd can herd you into the barn okay, of salvation. In 6, it says, therefore, thou shalt keep the commandments, capital C, of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways and to fear him. For the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and depths that spring out of valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey, a land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness. Thou shalt not lack anything in it, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills thou mayest dig brass. When thou hast eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he hath given thee. Okay, and that, and even though this is such a blessing here, just think how good the New Jerusalem, North Star to Earth, is going to be. Okay, all right. It's hard to even imagine, all right. But we have an admonishment here in 11. It says, beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day. And that was a big trouble here in the good old USA. When we thought we were in the good old days and the evil was brewing underneath the ground, we compare it to an old poison ivy plant that hasn't sprouted up yet, but them roots are growing. And that was the 50s, see. But the economy was good, see. And people just started following their nasty old pastors. And they were led down the garden path. They just were. And then they got this terrible addiction to these temples and were performing idolatry and calling it Christian. Oh, boy. I'm telling you, you can't forget the blessing. And you can't start believing in some man-made monster, this Whore of Babylon system that we're in. If you're going to get that fruit, you're in big trouble down the road, whoever that is. 12, it says, lest when thou hast eaten and art full, and hast built goodly houses, and dwelt therein, and when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied, then thine heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. And that's a big problem. That's a huge problem. And a lot of people, we are being herded into the New Jerusalem. So sometimes that can get a little rough, because good times can get a haughty heart in people. And we don't want that, do we? Okay. 15, it says, who led thee through the great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions and drought, where there was no water, who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint. They're sending us back to Numbers 20:11. We just read that. Notice the fiery serpents here in the land. Okay. 16, it says, who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee, and that he might prove thee to do thee good at thy latter end. And we're headed to the latter day end here, folks. We just are. And that's not hard to see. I know that the media is doing more censoring than I've ever seen. There is all kinds of stuff that is just fake news all over the place. It ain't a Republican or Democrat thing. It is a worldwide phenomena of misinformation and propaganda and brainwashing. So with the discernment, though, of the Holy Ghost and your doctrine here and diving in this doctrine hard, you and I will not be fooled, will we? No, 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 no. What did Christ say? Take heed lest you're deceived before his second coming. And we're certainly not going to do that here. Are we, all you studiers out there? How about you at the table? No, 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 no. Okay. In 17 it says, and thou say in thine heart, my power and the might of mine hand hath gotten me this wealth. And that's a Nebuchadnezzar statement. And that, when you start talking like that, you're going to get cast down, because that is not true at all. You didn't do it, and Nebuchadnezzar didn't do it. Okay? He had to, crawl on his all fours. He became a beast. God gave him the heart of a beast. It says, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day. And it shall be, if thou do at all forget the Lord thy God, and walk after other gods, and serve them, and worship them, I testify against you this day, that ye shall surely perish. As the nations which the Lord destroyed before your face, so shall ye perish, because ye would not be obedient unto the voice of the Lord your God. Okay, so again, we're going to be obedient, ain't we, folks? And we're going to do what's right in his sight. And that's a blessing for us, and it's a sheer pleasure. And the Holy Ghost in you is having you do these, read the doctrine, and you get filled with the Spirit. And it's the devil's never going to deceive us. And I certainly am happy that everyone out there is studying along with us. It's a great honor to do that for you. And it's edifying me and the people here at the table. So we appreciate you out there. Thanks.